This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
I'm kicking off in Puerto Rico tonight, where there's been some law changes which have crept through as a part of a new civil code. And there's quite a bit of confusion about them as to whether or not they have removed LGBTQ discrimination protections. So the governor of Puerto Rico has signed this new civil code into law, and we're hearing from the local LGBTQ rights group, Parapotas, that they are they fear that the discrimination bans have been removed as a part of this law. It's a 600-page document. It was changed in less than 10 minutes by the Senate and the House of Reps. There was no debate at all. I tell you, if there's anything that's ever concerning is when big bills are rushed through.
Steph, we've seen this happen time and time again. And I think, you know, we're noticing it on Worldwide Wave. I know that I've seen some of the larger LGBT organizations around the world saying, yes, this is happening. We're seeing governments taking opportunities to roll back LGBT human rights in the time of COVID.
I think that's what happened in Hungary with this omnibus bill that had everything in the kitchen sink in there, and including rolling back trans rights. So.
Now, Ian, where have you been keeping an eye on?
Well, we picked up a story, I think you saw it first, which was about the West African country of Ghana. And Ghana is one of those countries where we've seen dating apps for gay men and bisexual men being used to catfish and to as a route to blackmail the community out there. And this is something that we're seeing fairly commonly these days. You know, it's always been a risk. It's a risk, you know, even in Australia, but the consequences are quite different in those countries where maybe LGBT rights or the policing is not particularly protective, or people don't feel that they can report such violence. And so the local community there have, well, I wouldn't say they've taken the law into their own hands, but they've taken steps to identify. It's about 15, isn't it? About 15 different people who they say are blackmailers and have been responsible for violence. And this has been, you know, over an ongoing basis. And they've created a Facebook page. And the Facebook page identifies these people who you might be fearful of.
So they've pretty much turned the tables on them. They are taking photos of the perpetrator and putting them out there to other users, other LGBT members of in Ghana, and telling them, you know, watch out for these people.
I think it brings the issue of are the apps, which are making loads of money on the back of this, are they doing enough though to protect the LGBTIQ community? It is very frequent. It happens, as Ian, you were saying, it happens in Australia, it's happened everywhere. Have they got enough safeguards to protect us, really, if we're using these apps?
I do think that there is a change to come around the apps and what we expect of our apps, but you know, we talked a little bit last week about some of the steps that particular apps were making around Black Lives Matter or the need that they had to make a statement around that. I do think they need to go probably a little bit further, and we need to be thinking about, you know, what's their role, what's the responsible role of the apps.
Now, Stefan, you've been keeping an eye on Poland for us. We've been covering it over the past few weeks. What's the latest?
Yeah. So we know that the Peace Party or the Law and Justice Party has been in power since 2010. And there's currently some elections that have been delayed because of COVID. And gay rights seems to have been a major issue in gay LGBTIQ rights, really, in Poland, because we went from those LGBT-free zones to, last week we covered the mayor of Warsaw, who is a candidate and very LGBTIQ-friendly. And now the current president, Andrzej Duda, has launched a family charter to appeal to the election. And this family charter pledge to defend children from LGBTI ideology. What that is not clear because it's all based on the Catholic Church. It's trying to ban what they describe as a foreign ideology, foreign to Poland, which we know from an interview we did a few weeks ago. It's not quite foreign. So it's really looking again at undermining the institution of marriage and the family. So really wanting
all the usual things they rabbit on about before an election.
Yeah, but it's getting so much. I mean, it's being used a lot in Poland at the moment. So there's really is it's a prominent issue, and political analysts think it's going to be one of the issues defining this election, which. It's a little bit...
Well, as we mentioned last week, the current incumbent's opponent, leading opponent, has a very pro-LGBT platform. So it is definitely a battleground in Poland.
Yeah, and they're thinking there would be two rounds of the election because they need to have an absolute majority to win, and none of the candidates will get that. So there would be a runoff between the top two in the second round, which at the moment is likely to be the Warsaw mayor and... the current president.
Now, across in the USA, just wanted to give everybody a quick update, the latest from President Donald Trump. His administration announced on Friday that the rule changes made under the previous president, President Obama, which prohibited discrimination in healthcare against transgender people, have been removed. And what they've done is they've changed the meaning of the word sex within the act to be determined by biology, as in male or female at birth.
Joe Biden has been quite vocal against this, and in a tweet, I think obviously it's an election campaign, but Trump's cruelty truly knows no bounds. We have to defeat him this November. So,
yeah, LGBTQ issues around the world are at the top of the agenda. We're being used as the football as ever.
And that is a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.